We're talking about science and education on today's edition of The Pulse. And we've all experienced death by PowerPoint at a conference before, right? Somebody is up on stage going wah, 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 wah. And everybody in the audience has completely tuned out and is just staring at their smartphones. Could a dose of humor shake things up?
An infectious disease walks into a bar. The bartender says, we don't serve infectious diseases in this bar. The infectious disease says, well, you're not a very good host.
That's Brian Mallow. He is a science comedian. He tells jokes about the speed of light, and he actually gets the math right. And he joins us now to talk more about his work, how he comes up with his material. How did you get started with science humor?
You know, I was into science way before I thought about becoming a comedian. I considered becoming a scientist, but I didn't. So when I became a comedian in Austin, Texas, because of a funniest person in Austin contest, right from the beginning, my love of science and geekiness informed my act.
And where do you get your material from? Do you read the science journals? Do you go online and go to all the great science websites?
Well, yes. Not the actual journal articles, but the science news that's for lay people. So I fill my head with this stuff. I'm not always sitting there reading it and looking for jokes immediately. Sometimes you throw it in the hopper and who knows when it may be useful.
I haven't always been a comic. I used to be an astronomer, but I got stuck on the day shift, which sucks. You don't discover anything good. Whoa, a cloud. Great.
Brian, in addition to your comedy act, you also talk at science conferences and you give presentations for scientists. What do you want them to learn?
The presentations that I give are mostly geared towards helping scientists be better presenters on stage. One of the key things is to remember that it's really only communication if you connect with someone. If you're just up there spouting the things you want to say, without taking into account the listener, you're not going to communicate as well. The best communicators are very aware of the listener, who they are, what they know, and they pay attention to cues. Like you see if someone understands what you're saying. So someone will walk up to you, a scientist, and hand you a thumb drive and go, here's my presentation. And I think that that's wrong right there. I think that you shouldn't think of your slides as your presentation. You are the presentation.
Let's listen to another clip from one of your performances.
Two bacteria walk into a bar. The bartender says, we don't serve bacteria in this bar. The bacteria say, but we work here. We're staff. Good. A groan and an applause. Somehow I think that's the perfect response.
Brian, most comedians experience hecklers and being heckled. Is the heckling smarter when the crowd is more scientifically minded?
Now, I do get some of the weirdest heckles because if you call yourself a science comedian, then there's this expectation that when you say things, they're at least going to be scientifically accurate, which is not really a restriction on most other comedians. They can say the stupidest, most absurd, flawed things, and it doesn't really matter. But for me, people will jump on it. So yeah, I get strange. I had this thing where I was talking about the heat in Arizona. I was in Tucson in the summer and it was 110. And I mentioned that it was 125 in Lake Havasu. And that just sounds like science fiction. And I said, you're talking about the surface of Venus. And someone from the back of the room yelled out, no, Venus is much hotter than that. And you know what? You know, I actually knew that. I was using a comedic device called exaggeration, and I should be able to. So that is a weird, I can get a weird kind of heckle where someone wants to correct my science or argue about it. Yeah. I can see them looking sometimes. I see they've lost the thread of the joke because they're focused on the math. Sometimes I say all of these jokes are peer-reviewed.
Brian, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Brian Mallow is a science comedian. Did you like this story? Subscribe to our podcast. It's on iTunes.